The Joint Capital Improvement Committee faces some difficult choices on funding for Delaware's colleges and universities. The state's higher education institutions all say they have tens of millions of dollars in deferred maintenance needs, including the University of Delaware. But lawmakers are split on whether UD is a public university that should get taxpayer funding. Bond Bill Committee Chair Quinn Johnson says that's a question lawmakers need to weigh themselves when they vote on the floor. He says the committee won't decide it, even if it recommends UD gets millions in taxpayer money.
And that debate needs to be determined to say, you know, do we as a legislative body, you know, put them in that category, that they are that fact? And I know that there has been or will be, you know, there's been legislation discussed.
UD President Dennis Asana says his school is privately governed but publicly supported. UD is asking for $60 million in the next fiscal year for a new biopharma building. Asana argues projects like that one make the university a major economic driver in the state. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.